Grace and peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, sheep of God's fold, sinners of God's own redeeming. Blessings to us on this night as we bear the cross of our own mortality on our brows and in our hearts. To confess your sins is not to tell God anything God doesn't already know. Until you confess them, however, they are the abyss between you and God. And yet when you confess them, they become the Golden Gate Bridge. Those are the words of Frederick Buechner, author, preacher, theologian. Confession, at once a word of hope and salvation, and also a source of fear and trembling. When I was 16 and driving on a snowy road, yes, we had those even in Albuquerque. And after I had changed lanes, even though I knew I couldn't see my blind spot out the window for the snow that I had neglected to brush away before driving, and since I had clipped the side of another car, causing a dent and a scratch in the right rear fender of the car my dad let me drive, it came to pass that I was required to confess my misdeed to my father. And while certainly not the omniscient, all-knowing Father that God is, the God of whom Buechner writes when he references confessing our sins, and how God certainly knows them before we speak the words, still, I have a feeling that my father, the one with the now dented and scratched car, knew before I confessed my sin of reckless driving that I would be coming to him with that particular fault. I know this because when my own son started driving, I remember wondering when that same confession would be coming from him to me. A dent in the car is one of those not if, but when situations of life. And if I and my father before me knew that the dent confession was sure to come sooner or later, how much more must our Heavenly Father know that any sin we let spill from our hearts is one that surely was bound to transpire some time or another. To confess your sins is not to tell God anything God doesn't already know. Our voice trembles because of our fear, and yet our soul rejoices because we know the grace and love that is sure to be born on the words of forgiveness, waiting to be heard. And it is that time of fear when we are most vulnerable. The time of waiting either to muster the courage to knock on the door of Dad's office or waiting until Dad actually discovers the dent on his own, a plan that I don't really recommend putting into play. This time of waiting is the time during which they, our sins, hang between us and God as an abyss. Our sins being then not the reason for our separation from God's love and favor, but rather the very essence of that separation. And as we know, it is the very Word of God that is able to traverse that abyss and bring to us the healing joy and hope we so desperately need. Buechner speaks of it as the Golden Gate Bridge, a pathway built not so that we can come to God, but that God can come to us, bringing life and salvation. The prophet Joel commands the trumpet be blown and the alarm be sounded so that all may be present to see this pathway of salvation. Coming out of the clouds and thick darkness, darkness not unlike perhaps the fog out of which that Golden Gate of San Francisco Bay sometimes emerges. But as surely as anyone who visits the city by the bay knows, after the waiting, that beautiful bridge does emerge. And Joel reminds us that this is the desire of God, gracious and merciful, abounding in steadfast love. Jesus uses a different metaphor, one of earthly treasures, but the effect is just the same. Storing up treasures, be they grain for food or jewels for one day to wear at the ball, credits of popularity, wealth, and fame, or the approval of a parent who cannot truly love, waiting for these or any earthly treasure to finally be our source of comfort, strength, and peace is only to delay speaking the words of confession that will surely result in a message of true comfort, true peace. For my 16-year-old self and my dad's car with the dent, thanks be to God that the car wasn't some treasure that my family saw as proof of our worth and status. And thanks be to God that similarly, it wasn't my dad's approval or disappointment in my reckless driving that truly mattered most to me, but simply the words of love and grace to know that I was and would always be called son. Confession is what we're about tonight. Not because we must appease a God who in his anger seeks to destroy us, but because God knows we cannot wait any longer to cross this abyss wherein our sins threaten to drown us. We dare to speak these words like I dared to knock on my father's office door and say, "Sorry, I have something to show you." There is no way I could have dared even knock had I not already trusted in the promise of life. The Apostle Paul writes to his own family of wayward children, "Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation." So let us hear those words of life and hope and righteousness this night, because the Golden Gate has been opened to us. Our sin is traversed in glorious engineering. God has heard our prayer before it was even on our lips. Let us hear God's word of grace that will call us all through this season of Lent, calling as if of Jesus from another kind of Golden Gate. Welcome home, child. Welcome home.